Welcome, everyone, to Gems from Heaven. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Psalm 71, verse 3. There is a song that is often sung in worship called A Mighty Fortress, which speaks of God being a never-failing bulwark, and that he is a very present help in times of trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1. One of the verses of the song states, "For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe." This verse speaks to the fact that sometimes the struggle is more than we can bear. For that reason, we need a strong refuge. Now here's the gem. The people of God always have for their benefit a sweet haven of rest, a shelter in the time of the storm, a rock in a weary land. It is the will of God that his people be saved from that which would do them harm, for he has given the promise. You see, God had promised David that he would be a refuge for him and deliver him. Psalms 9, verse 10. Chapter 18, verses 30 through 36, and 144, verses 1 and 2. Those of us who have come to know the Lord have experienced for ourselves the continuous and relentless attacks by the enemy. Because of this, God is a continuous shelter for all who put their trust in him. Just as he promised David, so he has to us. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes, an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. Hebrews 6, verses 16 through 19. Look again next week for another podcast of Gems from Heaven. But in the meantime, my friend, thanks for listening to this gem, and may you have a great and joyous day.